What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, four teenagers drive out to a remote adobe church in the middle of a California farmland to debunk a local legend. But when the statue they all saw transforms into something completely different right before their eyes, and a mysterious priest appears only to vanish into thin air, they realize some legends aren't meant to be debunked.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is, 855-853-4802, our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would, we'd love to hear them. And you can write it on realghoststoriesonline.com. So there you go. And hey, press subscribe wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, wherever it may be, do press subscribe. We do appreciate that. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Carol is out with a bad hip.
Have you heard from her? How's she doing?
I've heard from Kathy, and she has gone through the surgery and everything, and I guess doing good. She got discharged yesterday, or as of this recording, and she's back home. And I said, is she loopy? And Kathy said, not enough. So... yeah,
it pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. Because, well, Kathy had an idea of we could like start like just give her a phone and start texting her weird things. And if she was loopy enough and just kind of have fun with her for a little bit. But I guess she's just not quite she's too lucid. So there goes all the fun.
Right. If she was just a little more loopy, we could have more fun with it.
Just a little bit. One time, and I'm not adverse to doing that. I had an intern once, where, he had, I don't remember what it was, his appendix out or something, and, went under. And then when he, came out, I was doing a morning show. This was in Michigan. He came out, I had a mic ready, and I was there to tell him, like, oh my God, it is amazing. You have, you've broken the records. You have been in a coma and have survived longer than anyone expected you to. And I want to, have you, I want you to meet your children. And, and he's what, what? Like, and I go, what's going on in my life? Well, you, am I rich? Do I own a Lamborghini? He's asking because he's thinking, oh, maybe this is real. And like, he just doesn't remember anything in his adult life. That we had fun with that. We put him on the air.
God damn, you're awful sometimes, but so good.
It was so fun. Yeah. It was fun. He'll be at the wedding.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He also, I think I've talked about this before, Thanksgiving taste tests for the pets. So we went into the Walmart and got all different pet foods that were as close to turkey flavor as we could find. And then we did a taste test on the air. This was like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Right.
We did that bit. And he's the one who did the first big bites. I was a little more selective on what I tried. It was more so he would try and give the review. Fancy Feast by far won the most. I tasted that. It does. It pretty much tastes like, canned chicken.
Yeah.
If you were to, or like a, no offense to like Dinty Moore or something, but you know, when you kind of get like a stew of some sort with chicken and it's kind of got that gelatinous, once you heat it up and you've talked yourself down, you're like, okay, I can eat it. But, it kind of had that. Beggin strips tastes a lot like cheap gas station beef jerky.
Ooh.
Like the really bad stuff that's just not even like beef. It's, you can just tell it's the parts that have been ground up with flavoring. That's right. Essentially a Beggin strip. You know, if it was the end of the world and you found a Beggin strip, bag,
you'd
and you
it.
Needed some jerky, I'd probably consider.
But you're saying that you wouldn't sit there like right now snacking on it. You wouldn't choose Beggin strips.
No, I wouldn't choose. So make sure that Beggin strip bag wasn't on camera. No, I'm kidding. No, there's no Beggin strip bag, right? No, I don't even have Beggin strips. I don't do a lot of treats. I don't like, they get their little, their dental things. I feed them. I show them love when I feel like it. They have to earn every damn inch of it. No, like these dogs are, they know the word I love you probably more than any other thing, because I'm always just like, love you guys, come on guys, love you. All right, gonna go outside, love you guys. Like, it's almost obsession the way it is with them. But
all the stuff you didn't get as a child, I'm guessing, because I'm the same way with my dog. Yes,
you know, I did get a lot of I love you.
Did you?
I got a lot, so I can't say that it would. I didn't have it. I that was always there. Yeah, there was, I probably do it because we said it so much,
yeah,
like growing up. But I don't know if it's like an insecurity. Like the way I justify this idiosyncrasy in my mind, and I don't know that it's an idiosyncrasy, some find it endearing, is it's always like, life can change at any moment. Things can happen. And the people I love, I'd want them to know that. They wouldn't. It's kind of silly. Like, if I speak it, it means more, but I guess it's always like on a point of departure, is when I say it. And with my family in my house, that departure may mean you're upstairs, I'm downstairs.
Really? Like, yeah. even then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible person. I'm a horrible person.
I don't know. You don't have kids though. I started doing that a lot more, I think, when I had a kid.
Maybe. Yeah. I can see that. I can see that.
So I don't know. I mean, that's, if you're like that with your dog, cause I say I'm the same with my pets as I am with my daughter in terms of, I love you, I don't know. It's all the time. And it's not just like, okay, like just like you're saying it and you're like, whatever. It's like, you mean it every time. I don't know. It's, it holds weight. So there you go.
Learning so much on this episode of the show, from Beggin strips to telling people you love them.
Yeah. Make sure you tell your kids you love them. I think it's an important thing. And then they go, F you.
That's right. That's right. I hate you, Dad.
You destroyed my life. I've never heard that one. you know, I'm sure, you know, all those come. I mean, because I know I've said probably any and all, you know, in the course of my relationship with my parents, and we would get into some horrible, you know, saying things. And
I never did, only because I was afraid of my parents retaliating in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You know, still, they've been dead a number of years. Still very afraid of what they could do to me at this point. So.
Well, considering what we've heard on the shows before, you know, there's always a possibility, you know, there's always tomorrow. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share a real ghost story with us, let's go to a phone call and hear a ghost story.
This is Kat from Stockton, California. It was four friends. We drove out to this church on the outskirts of Stockton, and it was like something out of New Mexico or Arizona. It was very misplaced for Stockton. It was like an adobe style church. It was Catholic church, had the big brass bells inside this huge adobe fence. And the legend went that you drive to the church and you drive, going north to south, you drive in front of the church, and then you turn around, you look at the statue, which is in the middle of the church, and then you turn around and you drive back past it, but you don't look this time. You don't look at the church or the statue. And then you turn around and the third time you drive back by and the statue has changed. So we're like, okay, well, we have nothing to do this night, so let's just go out and totally debunk this crazy urban legend. So we get in my Camaro and start driving out to the middle of nowhere. It's down this desolate road and it's just farm country on either side. And this church is in the middle of nowhere. It's the only thing on the street that goes for like 15 miles. My dad's a mechanic, so my car is in perfect shape. So we're driving along, and all of a sudden, the RPM gauge starts going into the red. We're talking like 7, 8 RPMs now. And the speedometer starts going down, so we're actually slowing down, and the car is cutting out really bad. And I'm like, oh no, there's just the four of us. We're just teenagers. We don't know anything about cars. We're in the middle of nowhere. We have no cell phones. There was no such thing in the 80s. And I'm like, what are we going to do? We're in the middle of nowhere. There's no way I want to hike back to town. And we're completely freaking out. This car is just acting crazy. We get down to 15 miles an hour. We're looking for like any place to just be able to turn around, but there was like ditches on either side for water irrigation. So I'm like, just let us make it there and at least they'll have a phone. So we get about a mile down the road and all of a sudden the car kicks on and it runs smooth. I've got the pedal to the metal at this point because, you know, I'm going 15 miles an hour with it all the way to the floor. All of a sudden, it takes off, just jumps into gear and takes off, runs perfectly smooth for the rest of the 5 miles that we have to get to this place. I'm like, that is really weird. So we get to the church and we drive by. Everybody writes down what they saw. I go to the end of the street. I turn around and I come back. And even I'm looking out, you know, my passenger side window. So I'm not looking as I drive by. And then we swing back around and go from north to south again, and we drive by. We're completely blown away. The statue has completely changed. So we pull over and we're like, there has to be two statues. There has to be. And we all talk about it. And we all look at the notes that the others we have written down. We all four saw the same exact thing the first time and the same exact thing the second time. The first time we saw a female angel in a flowing gown, holding a sword up to the sky. And in one hand, in her right hand, she had a sword, and in her left hand, she had a Bible, and it said Bible, and it had the cross on it, and it was closed. She had long hair, and it was just a typical angel with the wings. Her wings weren't really, really far out. They were just kind of on her back. When we went back, it was a man, and it was a monk, and he was dressed in a, like a monk's outfit with a cord around his waist. There was no cord around her waist at all. He was bald with a little bit of hair, you know, around like the horseshoe shape. He was holding a cross in his right hand, not a sword. And it was very clearly a crucifixion cross, nothing that would look like a sword. And in his other hand, he was holding a hymnal with a rosary hanging down, not a Bible. And the hymnal was open and the rosary was laid across it. And we were like, this is unbelievable. So we're like, okay, this can't be the same statue. There must be two statues here. So we got out and walked all over the whole grounds, couldn't find another statue anywhere. And then a priest came out from nowhere. He's like, so he came out to check out our blessed statue. And I was like, well, if that's what you can call it. And he's like, oh yeah, a lot of people come by and, you know, touch the statue or whatever because it's been blessed. And I said, well, is there another statue around? Is there an angel statue? And he's like, no, this is the only statue we have. It was Saint Michael or somebody. And I'm like, okay, has it always been a monk by chance? And there's never been an angel statue here? And he goes, no, there's never been an angel statue here. Did someone say that there was an angel statue? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, I don't know, you know. And I said, well, how long have you been here? And he's like, years. I've been here for years. And he's like, that I've been told about, you know, the statue is unusual or something to that effect. So we're like, okay, thank you. And you know, he said a blessing over us, and we turned to leave. And then I thought about something I was going to ask him, and it's been too many years to know what it was now. And I turned back to ask him, and he was gone. And we're like, where did he go? And it's a really big place. So he could have, you know, dodged into some little hiding place that he knows about that we didn't see anywhere. But when we turned around and he just vanished pretty much in the wide open, we decided to get in the car and take off. So on the way back, same thing. We got to about the same spot. The car starts trying to die. It's running really rough. And I'm like, oh no, we've got to get home. We've got to get past this place. It's like 5 miles from this church. And so we get past that place and we take off and we get home and we're like, never again. In all the years that I spent in Stockton, I've never been back to the church. I know several friends that have, but I guess I was told like 10 years ago they took down the statue because I'm assuming because we had too many people driving by. And I Googled earthed it, and it looks completely different. There's a little bit of the adobe gates left, but the whole church is the functioning church, and it actually has a daycare in it now, which isn't at all disturbing. But there's no statue, and there's no nobody knows what happened to the statue. So you guys are wonderful, and I appreciate you listening to my story. Bye.
Holy crap.
I'm creeped out that there's a daycare center where this whole is happening. You know, it's like, ooh, that's got to be some weird energy there.
I've never heard a story quite like this where something that was inanimate changed that much that often. Mm-hmm. And now it's gone. That's kind of strange as well, unless there was some sort of vandalism or something that started happening with it. And why they would get rid of it, that's just weird.
Yeah, it's like, and where is it now?
Right.
You know?
Sitting in somebody's basement someplace, or, you know, in a garage.
Where is it now? Like like celebrities, but for like haunted objects and things of the, there's actually, you know, I remember when I was a kid, there was a book and it talked about the haunted objects that the Smithsonian has and how there's a lot of them that are not on display. I mean, the Smithsonian in general has a lot of objects that are not on display. There is far more in their archives than there are on the actual floors of the museums. And they kind of rotate things around, and some things just can't be out. Some things can't, all that. But there's a lot that's back there. And I remember there was a story about some statue that again, this is off trying to pull memory from about 35 years ago.
Right.
But I believe it was a statue that had changed form, or it was cursed or something like that. But apparently is there. Now I'm really intrigued, and now I have to
now
go
you gotta
to
look
the,
it up.
The internets and see what, I'm going to ask ChatGPT.
All right.
Let me go to Grok. I like Grok for more detailed shit.
And there's a couple of places you think of the Warrens, right? They've got their own museum of cursed objects and all that kind of stuff. John Zaffis is a paranormal investigator who also collects that type of stuff as well. So if it's not at the Smithsonian, I wonder if somebody like that might have it stashed away someplace to quote unquote keep it safe.
I'm likely referring to Black Aggie. A folkloric name for a bronze statue replica of the Adams Memorial by August Saint Gaudens or something. Okay, so this little crevice of my memory was right.
Really? So that's yes. There at the Smithsonian.
The statue was placed on the grave of General Felix Angus in Drew Ridge Cemetery, Pikesville, Maryland, in the early 1900s. It quickly gained a reputation as haunted or cursed through urban legends. People claimed her eyes glowed red at night, sitting on her lap at midnight would cause blindness, death, or other misfortunes. Women who sat on it supposedly became infertile. She was blamed for strange occurrences, vandalism, and ghostly activity around the grave. The legends grew so intense that it attracted crowds, parties, and damage. The Angus family donated it to the Smithsonian in 1967. It was kept in storage for years at the National Museum of American Art, now Smithsonian American Art Museum, and reportedly not put on public display. The Smithsonian already had or preferred the authorized original recast of the Adams Memorial. This hidden in storage phase fueled the mystery and haunted reputation, perfect for a childhood book or ghost story collection. It was later moved to a courtyard behind the Dolly Madison House in Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C., where it stands today. So you can go fucking see it. Somewhat out of the way, not in the main museum gallery. So there you go.
Guess I'm planning a trip to the Dolly Madison House. And of course, my mind goes to Dolly Madison snacks. Remember those growing up? They were like Hostess, but it was Dolly Madison.
Yes.
And it was crap you really shouldn't eat because it's probably killing you someplace. But yeah.
Oh, this is creepy.
What do you got?
The statue here. I'm going to put it up behind me over here.
Ooh, God dang it. I don't think we need that, do we?
That's creepy.
Can you see the face, or is it just completely?
It's pretty much blacked out. I mean, I wonder, I think if you were there, you might be able to see it.
Oh, God. Yeah. And that represents somebody?
What's the story of it? Let me find that part out, because I was just trying to see, number one, if this was an actual memory. Let me go back to Grok. I didn't even want to keep that shit up.
That's no. Just,
oh, okay. What? All right. So, I mean, well, it sounds like it was on his gravestone.
Yeah, that's one what a freaking weird gravestone, yeah. Though. That looks like the specter in the Scrooge story or something. I mean, it looks like death sitting there.
What was it supposed to mean?
As you're doing that, I'm searching for it as well, just to see if I can get any better images of it. But holy crap.
The statue, nicknamed Grief, was meant to represent profound universal themes rather than a literal portrait of Clover. Henry Adams and sculptor, Augustus designed it as an allegorical figure embodying the mystery of the hereafter and the peace of God that passes understanding, a biblical phrase. It draws heavily from Buddhist ideas of nirvana, a state of calm, serenity, and transcends beyond joy and sorrow, pain on earth, suffering. Henry Adams was influenced by Eastern philosophy after traveling to Japan. The figure is deliberately androgynous, neither clearly male or female, shrouded, hooded, and anonymous, no face fully shown, no name or inscription on the monument. Adams wanted it universally to be insecurable, not a personal portrait of a dramatic grief scene like typical Victorian cemetery art. So I guess it's kind of up for interpretation, if you will. But
yeah. There's actually, so I just threw it up on the screen. That was sitting on his grave.
Yeah.
It didn't look as scary in his grave, on his grave, as it does sitting there.
No,
it didn't look bad, but this just seems.
It's like garden art now.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd want that in my garden.
Okay. Do you have the picture of it when, oh God, it's like. You can see more. I don't like that. Take that. I don't want to see that. It's like staring at me on that screen. Yeah,
you can
there.
Actually see the face on that one.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
That's worthy of dreams right there.
I get why people thought it was haunted, whether it was or not. Like, I think the psychological damage.
Yeah, and the eyes don't necessarily look like they glow, but they do stand out lighter to the other material around them. So yeah.
I don't like that. That's...
I wouldn't want that on my grave.
You know, there's
maybe
not,
I would.
There's not a lot I got creeped out by these days. Like,
did
I really
creep you out?
That creeped me out. That really like sent shivers down my spine. There was just something really, and I'm not an energy guy, but like that feels like just a bad energy about that damn thing.
I think it's speaking to you in some way, shape, or form.
I don't. It's weird.
Kind of like the ghost of Christmas Present warning you, Tony, to turn your life around. Get right. Tell your dogs you love them a lot or something like that.
Stop telling everyone you love them so much. People need to realize people need to want to be loved. And if you're telling them all the time, they don't care.
Dang.
Okay. Well,
I'll delete that image off my computer now.
Yeah. Burn your hard drive.
Just having an image of it now has brought me bad luck.
This is the digital, that just, yeah. I mean, God, that is just some creepy shit. We were at a antique store the other day, Harper and me, and there was a wall with, I don't know, it was like voodoo-ish type dolls or some shit.
Yeah.
It was all different stuff, you know, and I think some of them were like African dolls, and some were, and then you just kind of get to like flat out, I don't know where they're from dolls, but they were just not normal. There was something odd about all of them. I don't know. It was just kind of creepy. Like, and they're interesting. If I had a haunted museum, I'd probably put them in there.
Right.
But not something I don't think something I'm going to put in the car and drive home with.
Right.
For fear of accidents. I don't know. There's just some weird shit out there like that. Do you feel, I mean, how sensitive do you think you are to, if you're around, let's say, a haunted object that others know is haunted, but you don't? Would you be able to sense that, or a location or something?
I think location's probably more so than objects, but I mean, I also was out thrifting and antiquing over the weekend, and there was some stuff in there was like, what the hell is this? Or why did somebody hang on to this? And then the other part of the day was making fun of shit that we found that my mom used to have in her house kind of thing. You know, it's like, oh my God, mom used to have that, or, you know, Aunt Dorothy had that or whatever it was. So
are you very good at naming the type of kitchenware everybody? Cause I am.
Actually, well, other than my mom's Corel dishes or whatever the hell she had.
Yeah.
And there was some of that in there.
Oh, like because we always had a lot of like family get-togethers and stuff, and everybody would bring something. So like you knew like whatever the pattern was on my aunt's, you know, cookware or whatever. And I can, I always recognize the ones my mom had. Every once in a while, I see the pitcher that she had, which she still uses to this day for iced tea. What kind of pitcher is it? It's just like, it's a green pitcher. It has like lemons on it. I think it's like out of the 60s or 70s. And then there's like a little yellow, like it's a yellow cap that you twist on the top to open or close it. I think you froze. I don't think you're that excited about or taken aback by my mother's pitcher. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but you are frozen at this moment in time. But it also makes for a great reaction to the story. And I think you're back now over here. Let's see here. Do I have to add you in? I'm not sure. I'm going to.
There.
Oh, then you went away.
No, there I am.
There you are. Okay.
Okay. That's freaking kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah.
I better get that picture off my freaking hard drive.
No shit. Like I said, burn it. Yeah. Because the way it ended there was I told the story about my mom's picture, and your reaction was just. And you were frozen there. And I said, I'm going to guess you're frozen and you're not that taken aback by this story. But
was it like a Tupperware picture or something?
You know, it's of that era, yeah. But I mean, it might have been. It had like a, it probably was, because the cap that I'm picturing, yellow, it kind of is a Tupperware-ish type thing. But
interesting.
Yeah. There you go. The shit. Yeah, I remember. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check us out on Patreon or Apple Podcasts to get in on the extras. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening right now so you don't miss any of our episodes. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I am Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.